and sugar and those sort of people. You don't have to like them, but they do hard work.
And if that ethic still stands today, but if you say that the strength and the sense of there being a Jewish community isn't as strong as it used to be, why do you think that is the case?
Because the majority of the youngsters left the town. Most of my friends, who were the young marrieds when we came here, their children have married, have either gone to some in Australia and some to Israel, Nottingham, Birmingham, mainly to London. There's very few Jewish people here. When my daughter was younger, she went to the Cheder, which is the Sunday school, and that she met a lot of young people, including Michael Ellis, who's now our MP, and people like that. Today, none of those youngsters are in the town.
Do you lament that?
Oh, very much. It's a shame because it's not the Judaism side. It's the fact that the community is not self-sufficient anymore. If it wasn't for our current president, John Josephs, there wouldn't be one. He's put himself out for the last 15 years. He's taken on a job and I presume he likes it, but he's on a hiding to nothing.
You talk about that self-sufficiency. We live in a multicultural society. We live in a society that embraces all kinds. Yes. How important was it for the Jewish community to be self-supporting, self-sufficient, if you're no longer like that now?
I've been to some of the interfaith meetings, and I got on very well with the Muslim imam and others. When I was at university in Birmingham, my best friend was a Hindu, and I had a Catholic from Switzerland. I've never been involved in anti-religion. It's just the worst side of it, whether they're the worst sort of Muslim, the worst sort of Jew, or whatever. Fanatics are a problem. But the middle of the road, ordinary Jewish people, tend to like working. They tend to like going round the town. They keep themselves out of other people's businesses. When they came here from Russia and Poland, our grandparents learnt English. They weren't on the state like the current ones. They weren't welfare. And they just lived with their families. There were 8 or 10 or 12 in a house. And they learnt like some of the Greeks have when they came over here, and the Cypriots. But today, of course, it's a very different thing. You've got the welfare state.
We're 125 years down the road from the arrival of the Hebrew congregation, as you call it, on the cover of the book. What do you want to achieve with the book? Is it to look back over the past? Is it to perhaps be some kind of a rallying cry for the future? Or is it simply a question of, here's a milestone, let's mark it?
It's a bit of both. 25 years ago, they had a centenary, and nobody did very much to mark it. The Ladies Guild, we had a photo taken of the main ones there, are the same Ladies Guild 25 years later, and they're getting on a bit. There isn't a future there, but they wanted to do something now. Very few of us are going to be here in another 25 years when we have the 150th. So they thought of having a book. It was just going to be a recipe book. That was the original idea. Then the lottery people got involved and they said, we ought to do a bit more about this and a bit more about that. We've now got a very good education pack. So the people, the schools that go around our local synagogue have a really good pack that will teach them a lot about it. This book, we hope, will be around for a long time. I mean, the recipes are important, but as far as I'm concerned, laying down the history is something that's there, and the libraries are going to have it. It's on the web, you can buy it, and I'm hoping that quite a few people who are not particularly interested in the Jewish side of it will find it interesting.
So, on the one hand, you've got the community of Jewish people. Yeah. On the other hand, you've got Judaism as a religion. Equally, is this a way of introducing others, perhaps, to the Jewish way of life from the sense of being that multicultural and all-embracing society?
Well, that's interesting. I was on the shul committee a long time, and they used to get upset that I wouldn't go into the synagogue on Saturdays with the rest of them. I was never particularly Jewish, and yet I believe in God. And most of the Old Testament, a lot more than a lot of very Orthodox Jews. My wife doesn't agree with me, but that's the way I believe.
And everybody's belief is their own, I suppose. You mark a 125-year milestone with this book. Is the Jewish community doing anything else beyond the book to mark the anniversary?
Well, the education pack is quite important. They're having a reception later in the month. They are doing quite a few... There's not that much else they're doing. The book has taken an awful lot of time. It's taken us 6 months to get together. And if I was starting from scratch, because I've never done a book before, I'd do it completely differently. I'd make sure that we had more stories chronological, because they came in from people and we didn't go out and didn't have the time to do it. The biggest problem was at the end trying to do the index, trying to get the names into any alphabetical order and the book in the chronological order. There's a lot in there, and if you look at the J Trails, Northampton, on the web, a chap named Marcus Roberts has done a fantastic job there, and there's tons and tons of information. He also does trails where he takes people around the town. He's the one that found the, or has been involved with the local burial site that they've just found some old...
And there are pictures of that, yeah. And the details of that are in the book as well. Yes. It's a fascinating document in its own right when you look at the Jewish community and the Hebrew congregation as it's detailed on the front of the book. The recipes in there, I must admit, I had no idea that smoked mackerel pate had got anything to do with the Jewish community. Does it?
It seems to be handed down. Most of the Jews that I know are either from Russia or the whole of Russia. Russia, in those days, were also Lithuania, Poland, Latvia, and all that area. They had light fiddler on the roof. They passed things down time after time.
Yeah.
It just comes through. I mean, everyone takes the mickey out of chicken soup, but that's not the only thing that... fried fish is one of the main things that the Jews... have done for a long time.
And there are, I mean, these are full-blown recipes that you can try at home. You don't have to be Jewish to try them. I like smoked mackerel patty, and I'm not Jewish. Actually, it was David Cameron who provided you with the spicy smoked mackerel patty as an offer. Were you disappointed?
I think that was his wife, actually.
Well, I was going to ask you if you were disappointed when Boris Johnson offered you cheese on toast, which was his recipe.
Well, suggestion. If you remember going back on radio, Tony Blackburn's very famous, known for having beans on toast at the Ritz Hotel. It's one of those stories. I don't know that it's actually true, but it's passed on time after time.
And at least Boris Johnson said that it should be kosher cheese that's on the toast. It's a fabulous book. I like it, Don. I must admit, I sat and read it last night. It's fascinating that you got the National Lottery funding to do what you did. It costs a tenner. Where will it be stocked? How do people get hold of a copy?
If you go on the web at www.felandon, F-E-L-A-N-D-O-N, we got that, but when we sold Rainbow's Carpet, we had to think of a name. And she's Fel and I'm Don. www.felandon.co.uk. You can buy it on there, £10, including postage. You can buy it from Amazon and others, but then you pay extra for postage. It will be in the libraries from next week. We're hoping Waterstones and Smiths will be stocking it, though it's on their web pages anyhow. And of course, if you come to the radio station, I'm sure they'll help you.
I'm sure we'll be able to point you in the right direction. It's called A Taste of Jewish Northampton, celebrating the 125th anniversary of the Northampton Hebrew Congregation, a feast of local biographies, celebrity recipes, family stories and local history, and it is part of the fabric of the history of the town. Don, lovely to have you in the studio, and thanks very much indeed for wearing the tie. Say hello to Felicity for me as well.
Okay, thanks a lot. North